Good morning. It's March 4th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable testament to the power of artificial intelligence, NVIDIA Corporation's stock has catapulted by 400% in less than 3 years, securing its place as the world's fourth largest company by market capitalization. This surge is closely tied to the rise of AI technologies, notably the advent of AI bots like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Bard, which have significantly contributed to NVIDIA's meteoric rise in the stock market. NVIDIA's journey to success is not just about soaring stock prices. It's rooted in its solid financial performance, with annual net income that supports its elevated market valuation. This suggests that the company's success is not merely speculative, but is built on a fundamentally strong foundation. Over the past 30 years, NVIDIA has honed its expertise in developing high-capacity graphics processors, a key component in today's AI technology, positioning it as a leader in the AI market. The demand for AI equipment is only expected to grow, potentially driving NVIDIA's earnings even higher in the coming year. Analysts are optimistic about the company's future, predicting it could even surpass Apple in market capitalization. However, they also caution investors, drawing parallels with Tesla's past market performance, to be discerning in identifying sustainable success in the rapidly evolving AI and electric vehicle industries. In a move that's captured the tech world's attention, billionaire Elon Musk has initiated legal action against OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman. This lawsuit centers on what Musk perceives as a deviation from OpenAI's original ethos, spotlighting concerns over artificial general intelligence, AGI, and the company's relationship with Microsoft. The heart of Musk's legal challenge lies in allegations of a breach of OpenAI's founding agreement, alongside fears that the organization has morphed into a closed-source de facto subsidiary of Microsoft, straying from its open-source roots. In response, OpenAI's top brass has circulated internal memos aimed at addressing these allegations head-on and bolstering employee morale. CEO Sam Altman, in his communication, acknowledges his respect for Musk, while bracing the team for potential further critiques of OpenAI. Chief Strategy Officer Jason Kwan takes a more direct approach, contesting Musk's accusations by defending the company's pivot towards commercialization. Kwan argues this move is essential for funding the development of AI safety mechanisms, a critical aspect of their work. At the core of these internal discussions is a reaffirmation of OpenAI's mission. The executives stress their commitment to deploying AI responsibly and ensuring their advancements in AI technology are leveraged for the greater good of humanity. This includes a readiness to work cooperatively with government entities on regulatory matters. The unfolding saga between Musk and OpenAI not only highlights the complexities of pioneering AI technology, but also underscores the divergent paths companies can take in pursuing what they deem as responsible innovation. In a groundbreaking collaboration, researchers from Ohio State University, the University of Texas at Austin, and Cisco Research have taken a significant leap forward in enhancing AI's problem-solving capabilities. By marrying interpretable machine learning models with the power of large language models, they've opened a new chapter in AI's evolution. The team's innovative approach hinges on a language agent framework, which is composed of a generator, discriminator, and planning method. This framework is designed to tackle complex tasks with unprecedented precision, marking a notable advancement in the field. Their method not only showcases the potential of large language models in working alongside generalized additive models, or GAMs, but also extends the capabilities of AI to include dataset summarization, question answering, model critique, and hypothesis generation. A key component of this research is the introduction of TalkToEBM, an open-source interface that simplifies the interaction between LLMs and GAMs. This tool is pivotal in enabling a more nuanced and interactive exploration of data, enhancing the overall utility of AI in practical applications. The study also highlights the critical role of the discriminator in accurately evaluating solutions, underscoring the need for further advancements in LLM-based discriminators. This research not only demonstrates a practical application of theoretical concepts, but also provides valuable insights for the future development of more efficient AI systems. It's a testament to the potential of collaborative efforts in pushing the boundaries of what AI can achieve, setting a new benchmark for problem-solving capabilities in the realm of artificial intelligence. Ukraine is leveraging artificial intelligence to tackle a pressing humanitarian crisis. Partnering with the U.S. tech giant Palantir, the nation embarks on a mission to modernize its efforts in clearing the deadly legacy of mines that litter its territories. This collaboration marks a significant step towards using technology to save lives and restore land to safety. The heart of this partnership lies in the deployment of an AI platform designed to sift through vast databases, providing crucial insights and recommendations to enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of demining operations. By analyzing the data collected by various stakeholders involved in mine clearance, this initiative aims to streamline the decision-making process, ensuring that areas are cleared of mines more swiftly and at a reduced cost. The stakes of this mission are high. Since the onset of the full-scale invasion, mines and explosives have claimed the lives of over 270 Ukrainians, including 14 children. The threat extends to over 6 million citizens living in areas at risk. Through this partnership, Ukraine seeks not only to mitigate this danger, but also to expedite the country's recovery process. The use of AI in this context represents a data-driven approach to humanitarian demining, aiming to protect communities and reclaim safe spaces. This initiative is part of a broader international effort, with countries like the U.S. providing support through training and equipment. The collaboration between Ukraine and Palantir showcases the potential of technology to address complex humanitarian challenges, offering a beacon of hope for a safer future for millions. In a bold stride towards the future of transportation, Alphabet's Waymo has secured the green light to significantly broaden its robo-taxi service, marking a pivotal moment in the evolution of autonomous vehicles. This approval paves the way for Waymo to operate across the San Francisco Peninsula, much of Silicon Valley, and a substantial portion of Los Angeles, despite recent challenges including a software recall after two accidents in Phoenix. This expansion is not just about scaling up. It's a critical step for Waymo to fine-tune its operations closer to what its commercial ambitions entail, edging closer to profitability in the competitive landscape of driverless transportation. Following the incidents in Phoenix, Waymo's move into Los Angeles comes with a vigilant eye from local transportation departments and city agencies, ensuring the rollout is closely monitored. Although a specific launch date for LA remains on the horizon, expectations are high for the service to kick off within the next few months. This development is not without its hurdles, as evidenced by the resistance from certain municipalities like San Mateo and San Francisco. These objections underscore the intricate dance of navigating regulatory frameworks and securing approval across California's diverse jurisdictions. Despite these challenges, Waymo is committed to forging strong relationships with the communities it serves, demonstrating an understanding that success in this space is as much about technology as it is about trust and cooperation. The approval to expand is a testament to Waymo's perseverance and its vision for a future where autonomous vehicles play a central role in our daily lives. As Waymo prepares to roll out its services in Los Angeles and beyond, the journey ahead promises to be one of innovation, collaboration, and, inevitably, learning as they navigate the road to a driverless future. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.